You guys, I am so excited for today's Loans Can Be Fun podcast because my buddy Mike Flores is here with us from Executive Mobile Car Wash. He is one of my favorite humans because he's just genuinely kind, but he is so good at cleaning cars. So I'm trying to remember
how... We all know Allison needs it.
Yeah, my car is horrible. Except for when Mike gets a hold of it. Like, I have kids and I live in my car. I'm always like apologizing to people when they get in my car. I'm like, sorry, let me move everything. But I'm trying to remember how we met. I think it must have been through different mortgage people.
Yeah, I think that you just reached out to me. You had been referred by
somebody. Yeah, because I think maybe when I was working at Veritas or something, because you did a lot of people's cars when we were up there.
Great memory. That's
exactly what it was. And everybody loved you. Everybody loves Mike. If you know Mike, you love him. So, and he does a great job as well. I'm sorry. I'm like a big fan of Mike. So, okay. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about your company and maybe like how you got into it.
The name of my company is Executive Mobile Car Wash and Detailing. I got into the business about 17 years ago.
You're old like us. Well, like me. You're young. Never mind.
Been doing it for a while. I actually worked for somebody that had a company like this for a little while. It was called Wash Me. And I had worked at Supersonic Car Wash, so I had some experience, you know, managing a business. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why he hired me. He had a truck, but then he got a trailer. And with the trailer, he said, okay, I want you to run the trailer, not the truck. So what he would do is he would park the trailer at different locations, different
buildings.
And have
people drive up to there?
No, he would just say, Mike, keep yourself busy. So I can pay you your hours. And he would drop the trailer off me and one other guy. He would leave, and then I was the one that had to go into the office buildings.
Yep. And get people come out.
Like Legend Hills and that, yes. And I had to muster up the business.
Oh, you had to go in and get sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is how it started, okay?
Right.
And I was doing this for about, I'd say, 6 months. And he, you know, he was just like, man,
you're doing good.
We have all these customers and all this and that. You're keeping yourself busy. You're doing a great job. And I was like, okay, cool. So I just.
So you want to give me a raise? Is that what you're saying?
And he's yeah. Like, no. You know, in hindsight, he didn't pay me as much as I, you know, thought I deserved. But it's okay. It's funny how things work out, because by doing this, I was the one that was meeting all the people. You know, they are my clients now.
Yep.
So long story short, about a year later, he came up to me and was like, hey, I'm selling my business.
Do you want it?
Hmm. Well, he didn't sell it to me. He sold it to somebody else, but I got left without a job.
Okay.
So then that's when I was like,
I already know people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have all the experience already.
Yep.
Exactly.
So in some ways, it was kind of a nice introduction where you didn't have the risk in the beginning. Okay.
Yeah, kind of, but there's a lot of
but
stuff.
But not a lot of pay.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stuff that I, you know, had to learn on my own.
Sure.
But as far as making clients and the contacts and having to go in there and, you know, deal with people, you know, that's what I learned.
Yep.
So when I decided that I could do this for myself, that's, you know, when things started
going. I really love, like, you know, when you start your own businesses. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and so I love the kind of hearing these stories. And I'm here to tell you, like, he does a great job. And it's from years of experience, I'm sure, in learning which products to use and that sort of thing. One of the things I love is that Mike comes to you. And so for me, when I'm busy and I'm doing other things, I think there's been times where I'm like, Mike, I have 2 hours. I mean, he needs time to be able to clean a car, but I'm like, I'm going to be home between these hours, or my car's going to be up at my office between these hours or whatever. And we just plan it that way. And he shows up and does it. And it's so convenient.
I tried to be, pretty flexible. And I know that people can't take all day long to clean their car, even though I would like to do that. But
there's some cars that take 3 days. It's fine.
If you schedule an appointment with me, just let me know what works best for you, and we go that way.
I remember she would have car cleaning days.
Yeah, I'd have Mike come and do like three
Mike
of them.
Mike would do like all the cars, and you get back in your car, and you're like, it's like the brand first new. Day I got it.
I know, and it's I'm amazing. Like, I don't want Mike to see my car right now because it's so bad. It's not bad like some of the people I've sent you, but like mine's more just like. You know, my cup holder, I put like a flosser in it, but now my car doesn't have a block over it. So every time I shut my door, it sends my flosser down the side.
So it's just clutter.
It's clutter. It's not really like stains or things like that. But I just have a lot of crap in my car.
You know, you don't have to worry about that. You know, that's my job.
I mean, he's used to it, but I'm always like, oh my gosh. It's kind of like when you hire a cleaning lady. I'm like, I have to clean before she cleans. I don't do much of that though.
Some of my favorite videos on like YouTube or TikTok are car cleaning videos.
They're fun to watch. Yeah,
like people taking off like the seats and stuff, and they're like getting in there. Do you do any videos or anything?
No, you know, I don't do any videos. I'm
too busy kicking butt.
I'll just think because if it is, I'm gonna follow it. I follow all the other ones.
I know there is something appealing about it, but yeah.
You know what? I don't take the seats out. I don't get like really, really crazy like some people do.
Yeah.
The thing with me is over the years I've really tried to just keep things simple.
Yeah.
You know, I really haven't changed much of the way that I operate and detail cars since I first started. You know, nowadays they have you know, so much things going on like ceramic coating and like, you know, PP wax, and you know, or steam cleaning, or you need this machine to clean the carpets. I've stuck to what I've done since day one, and that's why I'm still here. And
yeah,
it works for me, man. I haven't changed much, really.
If it works, like, why do you need to?
Yeah.
Why do you need to change things? I mean, and my car is always spotless. Easier,
cool,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, with the videos that I watch when they take the seats out, it's like this, like,
it's like
car that's like been smoked in for 40 years.
Well, yeah, and like, they got it from the dump. I mean,
yeah. And
like, they have to replace the seats. No. No, and like, honestly, I think most people that are probably regularly having their cars done, it's not necessarily those, you know, thrash cars. It's just everyday people going between school and work and those sorts of things. But the convenience factor was a huge reason why I was like, oh, cool. And I just gave you a shot at one point, and I was like, man, it's so much nicer when my car is clean. Mm-hmm. And I don't really realize how
makes you feel good
how much I like that car. Until you've done it. And then I'm like, when it's not.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, sorry, Trevor, I have to move 50 things out of the chair so you can sit there. It's true, though.
It seems that cars just run better when they're clean, right?
Exactly. You know what I mean? It makes you feel better for dang sure.
They're lighter, for sure, once you get all the crap out of them.
So you grew up here in Utah, right?
Yes. Yes.
Somewhere in Ogden?
I grew up on 35th in Jackson. I went to Ogden High.
So you've been around here for a while.
Yeah. You know what? When I was in high school, after school, I would go over here to this supersonic car wash, and I would work, you know, 3 to 6.
Yeah.
And the reason why I liked that job so much is because I would get tips.
Yep.
It seemed like I was the one that had, you know, they'd give you a wad of, you know, dollar bills at the end of the day, every single day. And it seemed like I was the one that always had money out of all my buddies. So I was the one, you know, getting us food and paying for gas to drive around. And, you know, I really liked that. I realized at a young age that there was a little bit of money in car washing. And I worked there for about a good 10 years. I worked from being a wash guy in the lane to being an assistant manager there with shout out Rowdy Samuels. Gave me an opportunity over there. Mike Mittendorf and those two guys really helped me, you know, learn the business, like, you know, watching labor and dealing with employees and, you know, all the stuff that you do, you know, as a manager.
The business side of it.
Yeah.
Now, you also clean airplanes, and were you doing campers, too? I'm trying to remember, or was it semis? I can't remember. I saw something on Facebook.
There's pretty much nothing that I haven't tried to detail or have experience.
What do you like the most?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, I love detailing planes.
That would be a really cool one.
Well, just because it's different. Just so quiet out on the airport.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like a different world. It's just so
are they usually just sitting in a hangar or
they're just sitting in a hangar, and you know, you just pull them out, you know, you detail them. The most important part of cleaning an airplane is the belly of the plane, because that's gets the smog, and then the planes leak a lot of oil from the motor, so that's the most important.
So these are all the rich people's planes that you go in and clean.
the main client that I had that was detailing planes is he passed away about a year ago, and so I don't detail as many planes as I would like to. I still have 2-3 customers that call me, you know, every once in a while to do it. So
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So
if you got a plane, call me. I'd like to be your new detailer. Right.
So all of you out there that have planes. Yeah. But so mostly just doing just, you know, regular cars for people like Trevor and I type of deal.
Yeah. I like my job. You know, I really try to do my best. I've slowed down a little bit physically. You know, I'm 45, I'm going to be 46 this year. And, you know, it's a very physically demanding job.
It is a physically demanding job.
Like, you know, you're busy from when you start on the car to
when you finish. I bet you're tired by the end of the day.
I used to not be. I am a little bit more now. Yeah, sometimes I come home and take a nap.
Yeah, but hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And do you, so is it usually just you and like one other person that comes, right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Me and got my helper.
Yeah.
That comes
and
with me.
That helps, you know, just get things done. But honest to goodness, my cars have never looked so good and I'll never use anybody else. And anytime on Facebook, if somebody's like, do you know a mobile or, you know, a detailer? I'm like, Mike. Yeah. So how do people get in touch with you?
You can contact me at 801-603-5196, or you can look me up on Facebook, Executive Mobile Car Wash and Detailing. You know, I have like a little business page.
And you can also reach out to me if you forget, because I have Mike on speed dial on my phone. I have his number, and I like to give his name out because as a human, he's just a good human, and I like him a lot. But
so can they message you on Facebook also and get in touch with there?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. So I'm a super fan. So anyway, I love Mike, and he does great work. So give him a call if you have a plane, you know, things like that.
Or a car.
Or a car. Most likely a car. But if you have that, reach out to Mike or reach out to us, and we'll get you in touch with him. But thanks for coming in, Mike. It's been so fun talking to you.
Yes, this was a cool new experience for me. I've never done a podcast.
You did awesome.
And, you know, Allison is great herself. She's a wonderful person. She showed me a lot of love when, you know, after we hooked up, she had even posted a picture of my
van. He says hooked up as friends.
And her car. And she had it up posted on her profile pic for years. And, you know, that really meant a lot to me. You know, when she had asked me to come and do this podcast, I was real nervous. You know, if you watch this video, you'll probably will notice that. But
you've actually done really well, Mike.
You know, but Allison, you know, that's her special thing. She can get you out of your comfort zone in a good way. You know, she's persuasive like that.
I just tease the crap out of people.
You know, this has been fun. She does loans and she makes them fun. I highly recommend you give her a shot, you know, to do those that work for you. She's professional. She's good at what she does. And that's just the honest truth. If you need a loan and you want it done right, please give her a shout out and you won't be disappointed. And yeah, this was supposed to be about me, but it's about all of us because we all work together.
And I feel like you and I have always had that kind of relationship where we support each other. So
yes, definitely. Yeah.
But we appreciate you coming in. And you did awesome. You didn't seem super nervous. You did awesome.
One take.
Yeah.
Look
at one
that.
Take. But anyway.
Hey, it is what it is. I will just say that if you do ever hire me to detail your car, I'm going to try to do my best. And usually it works out that way. I you know, it takes a long time to get an eye to see what to look at to clean out a car. Like, for me, I'm so focused. I'll look at a cracked, you know, on your console. You might not even think there's dirt there, but I cleaned it, and I know that I cleaned it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I will
thorough.
Be happy that I cleaned your car because you'll know that you'll have a car.
It's
clean car.
It's amazing. No, it really is. So,
yeah.
Full endorsement from me.
Loans can be fun.
Loans can be fun. Endorsement.
We should get a stamp.
We should get a stamp. Loans can be fun. Approved.
Hey, thank you for having me on. Yeah. This has been a wonderful experience. I want to do this again.
Okay.
And thank you very much for having me on.
It was great having you.
Thank you so much.